Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The 2016 California raisin crop is expected to be close to 288,000 tons. Dwayne Cardoza has been growing raisin grapes in the Easton area for the past 34 years. He offered some insight on raisin prices this year.
I think that we have a little bit of an oversupply situation, and we're working through it. The packers are selling at a feverish pace. Sales are up because we've dropped the price so much, and we're trying to clean the inventory and trying to turn this thing around so next year we can have a little bit better price and moving forward to become financially viable again, because right now it's very tough for all the growers, period.
Cardoza also serves on the board of directors for the California Raisin Bargaining Association. He noted his optimism that the market will rebound in the next few years.
The positive side of the thing is that with the strong net prices and stuff, your equity in your ranches have maintained, which means that it gives the growers that have these ranches that own their vineyards and stuff the ability to go and work with the banks. You know, this is maybe a 1 year, maybe a 2 year thing, and then they could work with the banks because of the equity position that most of the growers have on their land, and the banks will carry this thing through until we get to be profitable again.
The price for the 2016 crop is a decrease of 31% from the previous year. Cardoza mentioned how banks look at the California raisin industry.
And generally the farm credit system is really good about that. We've been through this thing, you know, a few times before, and you know, the commercial banks aren't as sympathetic to the ag community. You know, that's all about they're all about the bottom line and making money. And you know, the farm credit system is also, but at the end of the day, they have a little bit more, you know, skin in the game when it comes to agriculture.
Some growers have seen some issues with their salt levels in recent years, but in Cardoza's area, it doesn't seem to be much of a problem.
We do soil analysis every year. We do petiole analysis every year, and our salts are pretty light.
Attention almond growers and PCAs. Ultimate scab control starts with a dormant application of Silit 65 WG fungicide from Aceto. With more rain this winter, more protection is critical for your almond crop. In addition to powerful in-season scab control, you can now protect your orchard from overwintering scab inoculum. Contact your PCA on Silit 65 WG for ultimate scab control.
This is California Ag Today.